Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Genesis chapter 41, we want to stand for the reading of the Word of God. Genesis 41, verse 29. It said, "Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt, and there shall arise after 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine following, for it shall be very grievous." Praise the Lord. "And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice, it is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass." Praise God. Joseph's recommendation. "Now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the 7 plenteous years." We'll read more from there. We are talking about Executus part 2. Executus. You know, in the first service, I was just telling them that Ghana will say Executus part 2. So that's what I'm trying to say. But it's Executus part 2. So you take it, Executus part 2. Executus. Please take your seat. This year you'll be an executor. Amen. And you see that it's very powerful. Eddie and the executor name, that's a 40. Well, the word executor simply means someone who makes things happen. Someone who administers a plan, takes action to ensure that things do happen. We are learning about this year. One of the things that God told me this year, which is for me the mainstay, is the fact that this year is a year that He's making investment into our lives. An investment here simply means that He's going to stop the regular events that are supposed to be intensified as the times, you know, of the end times keep running. So you see that in the Bible, year upon year, wickedness is increasing. Is that not so? Wars are increasing. Economic turmoil is increasing. This year, what God is going to do is that He's going to clamp on it a little and then give us room to prosper. And He said to me that what He's going to do this year is that He's not going to allow the frequency and the intensity of these events to be at their normal speed. So He's going to beat them down, give us opportunity to prosper this year, and He's giving us transgenerational prosperity. So He's creating an atmosphere, He's engineered this year in such a way that we are going to be able to receive things that will transcend ourselves, such that even when we are gone to be with the Lord, generations will come and enjoy from them. So this is not a normal year. This year and somewhere in 2027, it's not a normal year. So before God will now allow the events to take their regular order, He's giving us this space of time. That's why it's an investment. What He's making us to encounter this year and somewhere in 2027, it will serve us the rest of our lifetime. Praise the Lord. So it's a gathering year. And There is no famine that will come and erase what the Lord is giving us opportunity to mobilize or gather this year. So this is a very special year. It's coming with transgenerational effect. So he's going to give you people, he's going to give you opportunities. Some of the things that will prosper you for a lifetime is going to start them here this year. Praise the Lord. So tell somebody, be diligent. That is why whatever your hand finds to do is going to turn out very well. Because God is making his investment into your life in such a way that he's putting something in your hand that generations will come and feed on. So, we have spoken about building on Jesus, building with Jesus, building for Jesus. And the Bible said, take heed how you build. And in taking heed how you build, I'm introducing to you executives. You have to find a way of having a certain mindset which is driven by the word of God and have a certain attitude towards life. It is about perspective. It's about revelation. It's about how you go about things. If you do not have the right perspective and you don't go about things well, the opportunities that God has put on the table, I'm telling you, I can see it very clearly on the table. So many people may not be able to utilize them because they first of all don't even understand that what he's giving us this year is what is going to define decades that are yet to come. Are you here with me? Decades that are yet to come. In a simple illustration, it's like when somebody discovers a gold mine and that's all the documentation about it. The generations come, they mine and mine and mine, let's say an oil well, and then eat royalties from it, blah, blah. That now begins to define what that whole generation will live on. This is how God has made this year, and he's given us such an opportunity. Nobody should miss this opportunity. Now, for us to be able to not miss this opportunity, you need to be somebody who is an action person. Somebody who is what? An action person. So the scripture we read, we understand two fundamental things. The Lord gave Pharaoh dreams. 7 years of abundance, 7 years of challenges or drought, famine. So we know that in this life, we are going to have maybe two strands of things. We're going to have opportunities, and we're going to have what? Challenges. He said the first 7 years will be full of abundance. Then the second 7 years will be full of famine and drought. So this is life. Life will give you opportunities. Life will give you challenges, will bring challenges to you. Unfortunately for Pharaoh, during his time, the dream which Joseph said, because you have had it continuously, it means that it's going to happen. Unfortunately for Pharaoh and his generation, the second seven years of famine was going to be so dire that all the gains of the first 7 years were going to be eroded by virtue of the intensity of the second 7 years of drought. Now, when you have a prophecy like that, which is inevitable in its occurrence, what do you do? When you have challenges that are going to be stronger than your opportunities, what do you do? So we see that Joseph said that by God's model, vision and strategy is going to become the mitigating factor between your opportunities and challenges. When there is the reality of challenges swallowing or overwhelming you in the opportunities that you have been given, You will need strategy. You will need vision. You will need to build a certain capacity to execute for you to be able to beat the challenges that have been rolled out to deal with you in a negative way. Are you here with me? Am I straightforward? Are you sure I'm straightforward? Great. So let's say that Pharaoh was troubled because he lacked the strategy. He was troubled because he was not that man of discretion. He was troubled because he lacked understanding. He was troubled because he did not understand the visions that he didn't have interpretation of the vision that he had. So I believe strongly that every one of us here wants to become somebody this year. Is that not so? But it doesn't end at a point of vision. I believe that everyone has a vision. Everyone has a desire. Everyone has an expectation. But we have taught during the apostles in the marketplace, when you go back, you hear, I taught about interpreters of vision, interpreters of dreams, and all of that. This is the last leg. So having a vision is a roadmap. But what you do on that journey is what is important. So some people have a map, but they never travel. I mean, some people have a Google map on their phones, but they keep going round the circle for a place that they have been asked to go because they never use the map. Hello? They never use the map. They have the map, they have the vision, but they never use it. Vision is not impactful until it is rolled out. So, for the greatest vision you have, you need to be somebody who takes actions based on that vision. And if the actions you are going to take are going to be useful, they have to be strategically carved out. You have to be a man of discretion. You have to be a man in whom the Spirit of God is. That is, you have something beyond the natural, something beyond your senses. Are you here? Something beyond your intelligence to be able to fulfill something that has been in the spirit. Remember the visions of Pharaoh, they were spiritual. He was seeing them in his dreams. They were spiritual. Most of the time, believers, we will put the cloth of no action around us and have big ideas. Look at what I just explained to you about. Do you know how long I was in that vision when the Lord was showing me and trying to break it down for me? I've just used some 2 minutes to just communicate it to you. But if I show you the process of the download of that particular revelation, maybe some of you will not be able to even receive it in the first place. Then we know that this is how God has engineered this year. Some people may sit as if they were never told about the year, will never build the capacity of faith to be able to receive what God will inevitably put on the table for them, and they will be ushered into another year waiting for a 31st night to jump up and shout with a jamboree as the most important thing for transitioning from 1 year to another year. That's not how we want this year to be. This year is going to count in generations that are yet to be born. Shout a big amen. Amen. So there are going to be challenges, but there are also going to be opportunities. 7 years of plenty, 7 years of drought. Unfortunately for the devil, the Lord has decided that our 7 years of plenty is this year. And I'm excited about it. Are you excited about it? The Lord bless you. So, here when, in chapter 41, verse 41, when Joseph had made his recommendation, he said to Pharaoh, you need a man in whom is the spirit of the gods, who is discreet, to lead this project. And Pharaoh said that we are not looking beyond you. You are going to be that man. Praise the Lord. But even before we come to that, verse 40 says that Pharaoh is speaking. He said, thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in my throne, only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. So here we know that people who are action-based people, driven by a properly scripted vision with well-articulated strategies and backed with a certain level of spirituality, they become rulers in the marketplace. He said, I'm going to make you a ruler. I'm not going to look at your nativity. I'm not looking at your citizenship. I'm not looking at your status as a prisoner. You are going to become a ruler because you are an executor. Once you have been able to do what the magicians could not be able to do, could not do, you are going to become the ruler of all of Egypt. Just imagine a person taken from prison and placed right there as a prime minister, and he has no royal connections. He is not a citizen, he's a stranger. He was charged as a rapist by the captain of the army of the... Just imagine the aide-de-camp of or chief of defense staff coming up with an accusation that you wanted to rape the wife. They put him in the prisons of prisons. And please, I want everybody to go and listen to the first service. Because the first service, we're dealing with the psychological aspect of this whole matter. How some people stay in the prison and never come out. Please go listen to that message. So, this guy doesn't have any qualification that should make him become a prime minister. And yet, God's plan was such that for that particular moment, he was supposed to become the prime minister. Was it because he was prayerful? No. But I believe he prayed. Was it because he lacked expectation? No, he did. He even got offended at some point in time. He had to resolve that these people that I helped, they went there, and when they started drinking tea with Pharaoh, they forgot about me for 2 years. You are not the first person to have broken heart. You better come out. Please tell the person by your side, come out from there. People don't like you, so what? It really doesn't matter. Pharaoh didn't have to like Joseph. At that point, because the guy was an executor, Pharaoh said, you will not give this recommendation and interpretation, and then we are giving the job to another person. You are the man. I'm praying that this year, you will be somebody's G. You are the man. I'm going to take my time to teach you this thing now. I can take my time. He said, you will rule over all the land. The possibility of rulership, reigning, is the reality of the child of God. Regardless of the season, whether it's a season of abundance, it's a season of trial, drought, it's a season of prison. Joseph was ruling in Potiphar's house. He was still ruling in prison. The fact of the matter is, Revelation says that he has delivered us. Revelation, I think, chapter 5, verse 10. So he has made us reigners. He's made us kings and priests so that we will reign on the earth. We are supposed to reign no matter where we find ourselves and regardless the situation we find ourselves in. In your ministry, you should reign. In your marriage, please don't marry a foolish person. You can be born again, and you have married a foolish person. And they are also born again. Hey, you can be anointed and foolish at the same time. 10 virgins, 5 were wise. 5 were foolish. And I realized that when you are anointed with foolishness, not every door opens for you. Do you see that it's only the 5 virgins that had the oil who were able to enter the door? So all of them were virgins, but the ones with the foolishness and the oil, at the time they had the oil with the foolishness, they couldn't enter. You can be a Christian and suffer pepe, because your foolishemia is neutralizing your anointing. That is why don't be defending speaking in tongues when you are being taught the way of an ant. The Lord does not need you to defend me. God, he can defend himself with the truth. Listen. Do what? Listen. When you meet someone who has been held by God marvelously, and he's telling you that, I can see that there is, in the next 3 years, there's going to be a need in this industry. Go this way so that you will be able to appropriate, or you'll be able to take advantage of this gap that is there, but is emerging. Don't say, oh, we pray in tongues. We take charge. Listen. Is the vehicle for the expression of favor. Favor mostly manifests when you are on the field. And if you are slothful, if you are lazy, if you are not strategic with work, you can carry it in the spirit, but will never see it on the field with you. So Joseph is supposed to be ruling. You are supposed to be reigning in this church. We should have big time industry people anywhere we tend to. Big time. Yeah, generational icons. Your age is never your disadvantage. There is nothing about you that gives you a disadvantage. Not your gender, not your age, not your health, not your nothing, not your family background. In Christ, you already have an advantage. Praise the Lord. In Christ, Joseph is an Israeli, is an Israelite, is a Jew, is a child of God. So even in Egypt, he has an advantage. Even in the bad situation, he has an advantage. That's what God has made us as children of the covenant. There is nothing that gives us a disadvantage. When your mind embraces disadvantage, it works against you. Meanwhile, in the covenant, he says all things work together. So you, if you are a child of God and you know that the Lord has already gone ahead of you. He calls the things that be not into being as though they were. He knows the end from the beginning. You know that everything is working together because the life of the child of God, you see, it's a process to you. But to God, it's a project that is sealed. It's a sealed project. It's finished. It is a process to you, but this process is a very controlled process. He's done it. Like the revelation I just told you. We'll be here now this year. It will happen exactly as it's been declared. But for you and I, it's going to be a process. We are going to have opportunities. We are going to have to fight some battles. Are you here with me at all? But you have to understand the destination. It's going to end in praise. So Joseph is there, and then Pharaoh is telling him that because of how you have showed up, you are going to be ruling. And then he gave a recommendation. He says that the problem that is coming, they are going to be in twofold. One, the ability to manage the years of abundance. To deal with the challenges that are coming. So, you are going to have abundance. I think that our biggest temptation is not in the season of challenge. Our biggest temptation for failure is in the season of opportunities. You will find out that whenever you have more, it exposes your weaknesses, the flaws you have. When it's easier for everyone to be frugal when you lack resources. But riches will reveal the devil inside of you. If you're a womanizer, inside, not you, brother, you can't. Don't try. We will not know until you have money that beautiful women can collect. Then you'll be sitting down. Round two, please. We're calling them. Is the wealth that will facilitate what has been hiding there all this while. It's a facilitator. Then we will know your real taste. Whether you are one husband, one wife, or you are a polygamist. Are you here with me at all? Or you are a generational husband. The way we have father of all generations, we can have a husband of all generations. But how does that happen? It's when you have opportunities. When you have opportunity to be the MD, and there are fine girls, or there are opportunities to steal, you just test your metal. Opportunities. So even God, when he's testing man, he does not test man with challenges. He's not interested. Mostly the challenges that test you, it is devil that wants to take credit for it. Devil will withdraw things from you to see whether you love God. Or he told God, he said, if you like, take all the wealth of Job and see if he will follow you. But in the mind of God, God doesn't do that. Anytime you see God testing people, he gives them more. He gave Adam and Eve the garden. He said, take the garden. Eat everything. Just this one thing. Don't eat. He's giving them everything. When God wants to test you, he will give you everything. He wants to test Abraham. You give him Isaac. And you say, okay, now that you have Isaac, let's see what you're going to do. Now that you've seen Shishi dollars, you've seen a new position, they have made you CEO, a board chair. Let's see if you're a woman, you will still be able to love your husband and talk with some sense. Or it will do you and you will do things. Now that you man to, you can put money on the table and take care of your home. We'll see whether when you are coming, all of us should run away, or you will still be the Mr. Loverman that we know. Are you here with me at all? It's always, that's why when God wants to promote, one of the cardinal keys he uses is faithfulness. He that is faithful. And primarily in the Bible, when the Bible is talking about faithfulness, is talking about your stewardship. He really doesn't talk about faithfulness until you have been given something to take care of. Are you here with me? This life, you are the first CEO of this life. As to whether you are going to blow this 2026, when God has packaged a lot of blessings into it for you and I, or you are going to utilize it, it's all about management. You have a sickness that someone has, and they even have it, you know, on a higher degree. And they have a better management practice of that sickness. Therefore, they are living more comfortable than you because you are reckless. It's all about management. Why? How come your pressure is killing you when someone with a higher pressure is fine? Is it just physiological? It's not always physiological. Are you here with me at all? It's management. What is it? Management. I can't hear you. What is it? Jesus, when he was being tried, when I'm doing series, you know, the thing can lock me somewhere and then we will not continue. Because we are not running. Where are we even going? Where are we going? Jesus is being tried and he's managing the trial because he knows that even though he came from heaven to save the earth, there is the possibility to lose sight of the mission. That one important thing. He almost lost it in the garden. He says that, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass. Oh. Then they are trying him. Some are false, some are true. They are beating him while they are asking him questions. He chooses to answer when he has to answer. And he chooses to absorb the pressure when he has to absorb the pressure. But what do we see? Once we are before trial, we just begin to take everything on our person. Why did he ask me that question? Because he doesn't like me. They just ask you a question. It's a professional question. How you always bring emotion into a professional space? I don't understand. So what? We shouldn't ask you. If the makeup is not nice, we said the makeup is not nice, does that mean you are ugly? No. In your head, he's saying I'm ugly, but he's just saying that the makeup is not. How you connect it to your past, it didn't just shock me. Then if you are not careful, you say that everyone, no one likes me. Even when I make up. Most of the people who say your makeup is nice, they are going nowhere with you. Most of them are going nowhere with you. All this, your subordinates who don't have any big door. The one promoting you, if he says your makeup is not nice, that one should bother you. Because the next meeting they are taking you to, that can define your career. All this one that I say, madam, you are looking fine, madam, you are looking fine. All this one are goro boys. Do you understand? My bishop always used to say, he says that the person who has the capacity to promote you is always watching you. If that one said that this makeup is not sitting well with, whether it's a male or a female, and 10 terminals, you go and look for a eraser. Because sometimes they are saying that with the next meeting, which will give you opportunities in mind. And if you appear there, the appearance itself will take you out of the game. Before they even learn of your capacity, your competence, and professionalism, you are already unattractive. There's a way you appear and you are out of the game. Why should a Christian be appearing by heart? Appear for it. Can I stand here small and say, appear for it? You should have style, though. For your appearance, you should have style for your speaking. So you speak, you still, this time, you are still speaking, your, it's not you are, your, it's your, it's not you are mother, it's not you are mother, it's your, it's not you are, your grandpa used to say, you are mother, you are copying that one. Then you go for a meeting where modern people are saying, what is he saying? Everything is confusing. Everything, even your well-intended whatever, is confusing everybody. Why are you speaking like an ancient man? Then you'll be telling people, some ya bro for some dodo. Yeah, be before. Wow. You write English and you speak it wrongly. Be I disqualifying, just say I'm man who cry because when they heard two lines from the person, why now didn't I be paper? That's what the friend from say, bro, and cut it. Meanwhile, no, some of those people, if it is not like a proper physiological deficiency, which can even be corrected. So those are some of the things I'm going to talk about. He said, look for a man. That's his first recommendation. This life, and this year, will always, when it has to do with solution, we will always be looking for people. Before we look for a computer, we'll look for the person who can work with the computer. He said, look for the man. Look for a man. May you be that man they will be looking for. Look for a man with certain qualities. Please understand that God is not going to take man out of his processes. This world, human beings, systems, organizations, they are not going to take men out of their, success modules. Man will be constant because this world is not for robots. AI has come. AI is a human being that has the AI. The AI doesn't do the AI. And it's human beings that will operate the AI. Are you here with me at all?
When you hear AI na na so mo beji adwuma. Why na beji adwuma? Omo mbe lusu omo adwuma are people who can work with the AI. Are you here with me at all? Yeah, you are doing minutes for your boss and it's full of mistakes. Why? The AI is there now. Oh dear, what you bro from Hunu? Fatu AI no more. Abe polish yama. Now what's one Hunu sat and you see for about woman sama who couldn't say now this and your man funa say I come out, boss. And about some granny. In Ezekiel, he said, I saw for a man who will stand in the gap. God will always look for men. Men will always look for men. Especially when something great is to happen. We are looking for solution. We are looking for a man who can interpret the dreams. We are looking for a man. Men will always be sought after. May you be the person this life will be seeking for. So, don't count yourself out. Your foundation, your background and all of that, they are not the reason why you are out of the race or you will be included in a race. The common issue is that we need to seek for a man. This year we'll be looking for some sisters and some brothers. When there are opportunities, there will be every project will require men. Hello? Every decision will require men. Two of us. Even when you make that business proposition with AI, even if AI wrote everything for you, you still put it before man, not before AI. It's a man that will approve of it and use it. So, Christians, we don't think like that because we're always thinking God. But when God is working, God is thinking man. God wants to save man. He sent man. And when you're always thinking God, and you don't think that God thinks man. The psalmist said, he says that, what is man? From God's perspective, he said, what is man that God is mindful? That means that God's mind is saturated, engaged with the thinking of man. God is always thinking about man. The nature of man, the condition of man, the status of man. Are you here with me at all? He's always thinking, is he a perishing man or is he a flourishing man? Is he a dying man or is he a living man? You see, the condition of the man is so important to God that when he saw that the man he had created was perishing, he put a remedy there to deal with it. God will always look for a man. Systems will always look for men. Daniel was relevant because God put different needs into the system that required Daniel's skill sets and that of his brothers. Are you here with me at all? I see God making people look for you. That amen is not strong at all. This church will always be pastored by a man. The kingdom, Jesus said, I'm sending you, go. He didn't send angels, he sent men. And when I say man, I really mean gender neutral. Are you here? Sisters, brothers, your organization, when you're a woman and you can do the job, there is, oh, chinchinai, we are banti and farm out. We just want solution. If Joseph at the time, if he were a lady, he would have still gotten the job. Pharaoh says, since you have been able to decode what the people, and you see, one of the reasons why they will always be searching for men is that people who used to be effective always keep failing. These magicians, they used to interpret for Pharaoh, the wise men of Egypt. They used to do ditto for Pharaoh, yeah. But this time around, either they became too comfortable and refused to sharpen themselves. This time around, they could not interpret the dreams of Pharaoh. So he called for another man. There's always room for you to be called for. They are singing, you are backing, they are singing, you are backing. Dakro, dakro. Sometimes opportunity is what will give you opportunity. The person who regularly sings will be given an opportunity to go somewhere, and you will be there to sing. Sometimes accidentally, sometimes coincidentally. Hello? Yes. That's why you don't need anybody's downfall to succeed. God has programmed this life in such a way that we should search for a man. We should search. And the very fact that Joseph said that search for a man simply means that quality men are scarce. This one should break your heart. That you are here and we are looking for something. It's a search. It's not an easy pick. That's why you are here, we are looking for a wife. You are here, we are looking for a husband. You are here. You are here with all the opportunities that God has given us. We are still looking for a rich man. We are looking for a rich woman. Just look at the way you are handling your business. Why should we be looking for a rich woman? Yeah, Julivan. After managing these juices for 2 years, how long did it take Coco King to manage Coco by the street to prosper? Because we are always playing with opportunities God gives us. Is it because you are in church that your drink should be free? Manage the opportunity, because after 2026, maybe 2027, when God now allows the eschatological events to take their regular space and intensity, you will see that the economic austerities will be coming. Do you see what just Trump did? All USAID just frozen. Frozen, frozen, frozen. And some people, they have gone down like this from there, here. Because they never manage whatever they had there. Some of the funders never even look beyond where they were getting their funding from. I'm joking. Whenever you have opportunity, that's when it calls for. Because when people have abundance, they're about to waste their lives. You have a wife, you are misbehaving. Until you don't have a wife again, then you see your real self. What do you have for an okay kankwasi? Some say we are made jail. We are made some yeah rough. We are made jail. Some crowd bet me and some go, we are made jail. So the threat will go inside like appear to fitting human to appear to fit. We are made jail. We are made jail. We are made jail. We are made jail. Ebo, we are major. Kwame, we are major. Abena, we are major. We are major. We are major. We are major. Enti, when you really want to solve problems, the we are major will just be doing kong kong. We are okay. Nyanyano kre. Jayano peso jami. What is the use to even adjust? Because we are major. 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 So now that you are no longer 20. And you are 45 and you want to build your family, we are major is coming up. We are major. Mm-mm-mm. We are major. Din, din, din. We are major. We are major. So now you are trying to build a home. We are major is popping up for somebody. No. His real intent has been that. Meanwhile, you are really trying to build. That's why it's not everything in your head that you say with your mouth. Because sometimes you are just emotional. You really don't mean it. But you are too blown. Jesus will collect the blow. Because the redemption is what is before him. You don't speak because you know grammar. Anytime you are speaking, Bible says, bridle. The one that is able to bridle his or her tongue. That one first is spiritual and is wise. Joseph's recommendation. Search for a man. If we searched will we find you. This year we'll be searching for some men. If you lack the capacity to handle a certain level of success, yeah? He said the man you are looking for should have capacity. The search is not going to be based on your beauty, even though it might contribute. Your educational background, even though it might contribute. The kind of people you fraternize with, even though it might contribute. At the end of the day, if my complimentary card gives you access, what is going to sustain your place in that realm is going to be your capacity. My name cannot be the reason why you will still maintain yourself there. It can introduce you, but your capacity. A man discreet, say discreet. That's your capacity. You have discretion. That's a description of the man. First of all, you have to be a person who has discretionary powers. You can separate good from bad, evil from righteous. Are you here with me? Come on now. Are you sure you are here with me? You can separate emotional from professional. You can separate personal from organizational. Discretionary, you have the ability to make quality decisions. Not just prayerful. You do higher, Becca. You have the ability to know when to put your mouth in a matter. And Joseph, even though he was invited, when he appeared before Pharaoh, he didn't start speaking. He was just there. Discretionary. He spoke when he was given the platform to speak. And he spoke succinctly. When he was done, he was gone. Can I say something? Come on, friend. Shut up here. Discretion means that you are able to utilize and get the best out of small. Small. Eh? You have a small oil in your house. By discretion, Jesus exhibited discretion when he took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Bible says that, and he himself knew what to do. The disciples, they didn't know what to do. That's why they were running helter-skelter, that even a whole year's salary will not be able to feed. But a man of discretion knows what to do with a meager resource. This year, the opportunity God is going to give you is not your opulence that is going to make you become anything. For some of us, we really feel relevance in our opulence. What did I say? I just married. Maybe you don't have a child yet, or you have 1 or 2 kids. Who sit down in 6 bedrooms? Oh, yeah, Airbnb, I can't wanna. I don't understand. Why? You have a business plan. You have bought a land. You have secured the land. Why are you trying to build now instead of renting maybe for the next 3 years and putting that money in your business and going to the next level? I don't understand. It's by man. You own a house by fire. You always have to make that assessment whether renting in the next 3 years based on what you do with the resource in your hand. Whether it will be more profitable to rent and plow that money into your business. And then by that time, by the multiplier effect of that profit, you'll be able to even buy a house and build a house without you just distorting your business. But when you say, but that will be some method into one shoot by force. Now yes, you say, oh, CBB, sit down. Sit down. And be discretional. Take heed how you build. Calculate. Estimate. Build a budget. What? It's not just numbers. So analyze the numbers. Send your own iskakura or pay gold atuto atuto se CA. Into me, no alternative. Ebe yeni. Oh, I'm brother. Be wise. You are anointed. Pa no pege. Satan who fe bruta. Chale. Brother, you see any business in Kakranka, 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 Kakranka. Odeti, sister, 3 months. restaurant assistant ni tene kokoye na okoba akubia hu se emoji atwe firi ni mu okoba akubia hu se emoji atwe firi ni mu koga koche okono okono oje na na ni business capital no fomba ono me kain na me say brother oh my God. So I see this way once in the year. Ube worry you here. This kind of way, Sansua, Obi for be paying. Normally, it will be paying crowns while worrying. Be ye any brutal. Near hydrogen pants on Tiasia said, we are trying to build something. So let us defer our gratification now. Yeah? For a future glorification. Some people don't understand that. Lacks discretion. We want somebody that we can have a plan with, and that plan will not be leaked. It's a person of discretion. You know, some of us, the reason why we will never see the next level of opportunity is because what we discuss with you at this low level is already out there on your social media. And you'll be around in the picture who post you. You can't keep some in your archives, eh? Just a whoop here in IG. I was just in the office or so and so. And I don't want to be and some of you are connected to political families here, and then maybe your in-law is a politician, he's trying to give you some opportunities. Yeah? You have a certain name that is not connected to them. Why are you always posting them? Is it to create conflict of interest for them trying to help you? Always when you're arguing with people. When they were not there, you were never arguing. You are there now, you're arguing. So that everybody will know, no, it's my brother. Okay. Okay. You lack discretion. What do you lack? That's what you lack. By virtue of what you are doing, any helps that comes from them is easily traceable. And that simply means that your opportunities have shrunk 90%. Sense. You lack discretion. We can just go into your DM or into your page and we can easily decode who to talk to get to what. Why? Then you are talking and you keep throwing names around. Oh, na mini we cry kasa John Kwachi. We don't even know. When you are talking to people who have not built trust with you over the years, yeah, and they throw names around easily, be careful. Oh, I was in the office of this person, or so and so. No, my body. Who is that? Unsolicited information. Pa, 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 and JPI everybody. So when you are sitting before somebody who is very coded, as you are talking and they are listening and enjoying your conversation, they have already made up their mind that this is not a discretionary person. I don't want this person close to my space. You lack discretion. You lack, but we'll go into this matter, but you lack the intellectual depth. You lack the wisdom. You are handsome, but the way you function with your thinking is problematic. You are pretty. You even look like you are desirable for the job. But in terms of your discretion, you are not desirable. You have the aesthetics. But your internalized ideals are bogus. So even though we could use you for posters, we cannot certify the sustainability of what we want to do with you. In Tianwane said, we would rather take somebody who is not aesthetically, you know, fascinating, but we know can do the job behind the scenes. And we'll pay the person double for hiding the person. Sometimes people hide their identity. Are you here? Sometimes. Just to keep going. If your job is to work in the inner caucus, You should be in this church as a pastor. I almost know everyone's profile, every high-ranking person's profile in this church, as much as if you have been with me for a while. But you hardly hear me say, oh, this person, blah, 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 blah. This person, blah, 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 blah. Because some pastors need that to feel good. But that feel good can become a problem for somebody. Some people can be, it can be a spouse, it's a CIA person. And even the wife or the husband doesn't know what they do. Because professionally they are not supposed to disclose it. You today disclose to you. And then, hey, Adwa. Sir, me kunumi nene tiyanyi na ono ye presidential advisor. Ode kota dada. Yeah, the smile. Just for your ears, la. Mumu bimu, if you were there when Jesus was born, Herod would have arrested Jesus. Because you would have shown where they had gone to hide in Egypt. No discretion. Some of the things you want to do, you cannot even openly talk about them until they are done. But the testimony in the church says, hey, bubo bana, girls, girls, boys, boys, cocos. Charlie, we were promising me. You can't. It's so difficult for you, yeah. Chale, we are bouncers, and we are going to apply visa. Ninyabotre. Nkeba. Ninyamiashen, when you are married, no. Eh? Hello? Yeah, like, why? Sometimes when you have even traveled to wherever you are going and you have landed, and you have found your way, it's when you call and say, oh, cabinet is saying blah, 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 blah. No, whichever alibi you want to give. Now your own matter. Because sometimes you are really in him. Hello? In him. When you man, I say, 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 so mother-in-law, be also a woman, me also say, or say, I don't know. When you mean one country, I don't know a gynecologist. Woman, me or a gynecologist. Mother-in-law a gynecologist. Oh no, baby, show when you say Namawana. Bumpy, be discretional. Oh, he's my best friend, my best friend. Hey, so your best friend, he will kill you. David can win. Best friend, bestie. Look, Adebiwa, you share with God. Adebiwa, you share with yourself. And those that you are permitted to share with your best friend, you what? You share. You see, the greatness of men are in their secrets. So know the degree to which you should expose yourself. Or you expose something that you have seen that you should. Do you know that some mafia people, when they are killing or doing something and then someone sees it, do you know why they kill them? Because they are not sure you will be quiet. So they will eliminate you. Most of the time, the thing that eliminates you from big successes is because you lack the attribute of being what? Discretion. You know something about her family, his children, his here and here and here and here. No. Why now, Suma? I'm talking about your wife. Just your testimonies. Your husband. Just what is it? Hey, Charlie, me kuno. Eya bo mama no. This man, he shared a testimony with me. 31st. Is it 31st? 31st. We did a service 30th. And by the prophecy, boom. 31st now. was a major testimony of a contract, blah, blah. He shared with me 31st. I was about to preach. I said, no, this one, let's wait. Somewhere January something, when he has started the distance, who can share this one? Because just enye bibiana. I said, but I'm praying that God will give you testimony so that you'll be quiet. Because sometimes come and deal with you. We are rough. And just imagine that 31st now, Michelle, whoever signed whatever. No, I'm sorry, I know what it is. Wow. Complicated. Do you understand? Wisdom. Access to people is an opportunity. Golden opportunity. Exposure to plan. Strategies of people. Exposure to places. People's personal space. People's personal life. You have to have discretionary powers. Joseph had it. Pharaoh said, only in the throne will I be greater than you. Because we trust you. Should live your life in a way that God will trust you, men will trust you. Hello? I said something to you some month ago, last year, that at the highest level, promotion is not only based on competence, it's also based on who is loyal and how people are comfortable around you. I know a place where they are employing person, the key thing that the boss told the board member is that I want somebody that I can trust. Nipa no himself or call for interview or do when a boss and say, when can you start? Because the board member said, why Juma under me before? I can trust. And the same trust he asked for the board member, he just sent it, transferred it to this. The lady was just crying. How can we trust you? Uko pastor fear who free why we have a dossier. Call boss, if you are free, you have a dossier. So anytime people make a mistake for allowing you into their space. Sam, I mean, you to your flat. Hey, my cat watch it. I'm on the what? Men can achieve. In fact, my kind of bro, men can achieve him. No, no, he has flat ass. Because hey, all this time I think the woman has shape. I'm going to fear no one. Now, ging. So, it's just all about us. Warranty us. But you have found home. No, to me, go on. What she has hidden from the public, she welcome you into a space. Now you have brutal it. Oh yeah, flat ass. Indeed, madam. Can you imagine? Uncle Anuntu. Some people will never reveal their business secret unto even their own siblings. Then they will call you and say, oh, me and they say, we even give you one client to be. That's one boy. And that discretion, I'm not going to the deeper dimension. But keep quiet. That's why you see all those animals that are powerful, they are not talkatives. parrot is not powerful. Among the birds is the eagle that is powerful. Parrot, they talk too much. Have you heard the voice of an eagle before? Parrot, announcement 4 days cry ahead. It can't, the parrot cannot control itself from talking. Even if it wants to stop, by the time it knows, it's talking. Just what cause a thread? When it's a virtue of the spirit. Problem. Please, can you talk to, can you stand up and go to five people and be very bold? Pastor Simon, can't you say, a problem? Please, if I see you sitting there, I will not be very kind with you at all. Pastor says I should tell you that too much talk is a problem, Baba Khan. Hey! You talk too much. It's a sickness. It's a problem. Too much talk is a problem. Some of you that are married, even all the skills and styles in the bedroom, no, they are known. When you finish, now you can't wait to talk to your best friend. Charlie, we just did one. You just be describing. And no, we friend, a loyalty to a friend. Where are loyalty? Some of the people who have the substance for your next level, they don't like noise around them. They don't like what? If you're a pastor, many people allow me into their bedrooms. I've seen people's wails when their wives have not seen. I'm a signatory to people's documents that their spouses and children. And some of them, their children were closer to me, and then they are the primary relations to me before. Then through the children, I got to know the parent. So I'm closer to maybe the kid or the spouse than whoever is with me. Does that mean, so say, who can know my sign? One of my daughters, the husband was a lawyer. The man died, a lawyer and a politician. Then I was a signatory to his will. So the day that the husband called me to sign, is the wife the husband asked to call me. But the man made me meet him in the house when the wife was not there. And I signed for him twice because he changed the will twice. And all that time, the wife was not at home. It's when the man died that they were inviting people to the court to read the will that she lent, that my signature was there. And the lady is the one who knew me first. Even between myself and the lady and the husband, she's my daughter. She comes to this church and said, "Why?" I said, "Daddy, so you knew my husband's will and you didn't tell me." I said, "I didn't sign. No, he made me read it." And I signed. Some people just let you sign, you won't read. But the man, he made me say, "Pastor, I want you to read this, but I trust you." He didn't say, "Don't tell my wife, don't blah 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 blah." Now, within a season, he had to come over now. Yeah, they both have gone. Why not smile? Let me tell you a secret. Tell you what is in your mouth. Now, Baba, no one to be in country in the ear, no. Am I the one to tell the wife? Hey. Obi Simon, I may say, well, and Obi Simon, I may say, Because this ministry we are doing, there is ethics in this ministry. Dr. Otabi was saying recently that if church members in the charismatic church, you know, behaved like in the Orthodox church where they go for confession with a priest, and God help them who preach. How far will you reach? Go catch the prophet, no? But we're bored. How can ya? Answers will be at between you and God. How catch it? But in the charisma, in the Orthodox Church, the priest knows better. Ain't no more worry, no. So that they will not even have a wife to talk to. I know you have a wife. Me, I have a wife. So I have to bring myself under subjection. Not to discuss everything. Sometimes we are talking, I say, can we talk about us? Don't even let us talk about church. Yeah. Sometimes her own office people, somebody has told me something. Blah blah blah. They are expecting that when I come, oh daddy, no one can't tell mommy. Maybe send that. What is mommy? Did you send me to tell me? Why you two can tell her? That's why some people can say, Pastor Francis, I'm so poor because I'm not a man. Why not, mommy? But you open it, you open it, and I'm some sharp guy. If you obey something novel, and some of you, that's why even God, he is suffering to show you vision. Because if he revealed it to you small, the end is our chance, no. Be ye piansa nyamekra wa ye ready so obey. Please ask some five people, say, why are you like that? Please, five people, you can't stand where you are and reach five people. You have to move. I don't understand why you are like that. Like, I don't understand. There's some important people and in Penufo. Some of us, we are crying that my husband doesn't talk to me because Bibia, I want to use a person can be. You are a problem to what they want to say. You know, you are a problem. And your man or person can in you know, you are the way you function, it's a problem. Into your bar, my mediane. Yeah, sorry, good morning. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. And why no? Bibia di even why because in your camp 1 minute. They could do dangerous zone. Asamaba. And you want to say, what do? Me do. What can I say? What should you say? What pon? Enwa. So we don't talk. How can we talk? How can we? Please ask somebody how. The way you are, no how. If they make a mistake, your discretion should give them no comfort. Yeah, because sometimes when you share a challenge you have, you have power to overcome it. But so be catch the one. And yet no crown will be manifest here, by all means you manifest someday. Ain't you know? And one say, some of the things you call secret, they are really not meant to be secret though. But we are not sure how you will behave. So try no by no, because the woman wants her peace. This woman is always meeting men who are crashing on her. But she can't discuss it with her husband because he's a madman. He's a madman. Or you're a mad woman. If he dared told you that, oh, this person, senior, so instead of giving him maybe a woman's way of scaling that whatever, no. So, oh, blah, blah, blah. No, You just pass by the back and go and face whoever your husband says is having challenges with at the workplace or wherever. Then the man will feel like, why are you disgracing me? Why? I didn't tell you to go and face anybody. If you have something, you tell your child. If it's your child, then it's not there. But you are dealing with an adult. If you have something, you tell your spouse. Please, can you handle it this way? Handle it this way. You can have an agreement. You are not the one to go and fight somebody. The girl is, your husband says, the girl is tempting me. Then you go and meet the girl at the car park. If you tempt my husband again, you gotta be kidding. Are you a bodyguard? Is this the only time they will tempt a man? So you go and meet every lady who tempts your husband. As if you men don't tempt you. You have nothing to offer. That's why you are behaving like that. And you think we should be ruled by your emotions. This life is very complicated though. It's not balance. It's like this small part, and I've spoiled the message, Abby. You have to be a heavy man, a heavy woman. Charlie, I told you some weeks ago that some of you men who are struggling with my wife should come home at 9, 10, blah, blah. You better change your mind. Because the time they are pitching businesses at Kempinski and Lancaster, regular, you go there, you don't see any regular woman there. 10:30, 11 p.m. They are sitting there, they are pitching business ideas. You give your wife benchmark by 8:30, quarter 9, you are not home. When you're serious. A Koskua building a career to come and sleep by your time. When she can pitch, all the people who want to do the pitch, you know, they are talking 10:30, 11, blah, blah, blah. And the reason why you are not allowing your wife to go out there is that she what? She can't. She's not safe. That same 10:30, you will not see women on the street. You will not see women at the hotel. If your wife were a minister of state, cabinet minister, would she not be having meeting 12 midnight with in the presidency, blah, 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 and all that? What is the problem? Your boy ate now, may fear, baby, I will be a car. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Business meeting, and say, see, I fear we have 12, need to, Nadia, no. Yeah, yana, na, jo, 10, 11, anyway, Nadia. If you cannot sleep alone and have the peace of mind that my wife is only in a prison. Missy, prison, important. My wife is only in a meeting. No man is having anything to do with her. Brother, then you are not ready for modern marriage. Somebody is a businesswoman and says she should come home at 8. What do you mean? Everything that a wife has to do, food has to be on ground. If you want sex, you will plan the sex. Stop all this thing. Plan that sex. She will come, sis, you have that sex, give you food and go back. Don't say, well, she has come home. She has, if you can't, then go and look for one traditional woman who is happy to sleep at 8 when business is waiting at 10. So if you marry the doctor, what will you do? And she has night shift, what will you do? If you marry the nurse, what will you do? Then your mother too will come and say that. And your papa about 10:30, not to hotel, no to hotel, no hotel, not in the end. What's happening? Please, can you look at the brother and ask, what's happening, brother? You can do a business meeting by 12 midnight. Your wife cannot do. What's happening? Tell somebody, be changing your mind. The opportunities, you know, I used to have some friends in one of the African countries. They will say, Pastor, let's sleep, let's sleep. We will start a meeting at 11 p.m. 11, you see nice ladies, business partners, and brothers, Christians. Oh, yeah. The meeting is on until 2. Pitching here, pitching here, pitching here, pitching here. So I said, hey, these are people's wives. Oh. If you were married to any of them, that means that they would never be in that business because of the way you think. Chukran say business meeting, no, yeah, yeah, no hotel. No, be I won't trust any piano. Oh, yeah, then go worry. No, yeah, yeah, no hotel in the day. Whether it's hotel lobby, hotel room, whatever, Charlie. Where steady, oh. Please, can you warn somebody last one for me? Nah? This preacher is like pastor is talking to you. Praise the Lord. May the Lord strengthen you. May the Lord help you. May the Lord empower you. May the Lord cause you to see your way. May the Lord bring good people to you. May the Lord help you to manage your emotions. And may He give you wisdom. Can you lift up your hand right now? You know where the weakness is. Ask the Lord, Father, help me. I need help. I need help. I need help. Help me. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me. Help me. Sheparagadadas. Jesus, help me. Help me. Let me not miss this year. Shalakabada. Can you close your eyes, everybody, please?
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.